So I'm at the point four with Tony Larkin. So Tony, you're a former Hereford United player. How did the move to Edgar Street come about?
Yeah, well, it was before the deadline, really. I was playing at Carlisle in the old second division, and John Newman got in touch with me. And, you know, Hereford at the time were bottom in the fourth division, and he said they had big plans for them, you know, the following season. They were looking to, you know, have a big push for to get out of Division Four. And, you know, I met up with John Derby, and that was on the Tuesday, and then I was playing for them on the Friday. The first game with James Hartlepool was the first game they won for, I think, for 16 games. So the week before I played at Chelsea, and then the next week, the following Saturday, it was Hartlepool. But, you know, I came there, I was, you know, club captain as well. We had two good seasons where we just missed out. And then I think, you know, like anything else, it's Hereford, you know, the finances were even tight in those days. And people like myself and the senior players, in the third season, you know, they couldn't afford us. And I went and then finished and played semi-professional for Worcester City. And that's how I ended up working here at the Royal Leicester College of Blind. So I started at the college here in 1989.
So what's your role here at the college?
I'm the director of all the business enterprise. So the European Championships falls under my remit. I'm in charge of, you know, the garden hall, the point four. So my idea is to try and generate as much money to support the college, really.
And how excited are you for the European Championships getting underway in a couple of weeks'
time? I'm really pleased because, you know, obviously John Pugh. John was, I've known John since I coached him when he was 13-year-old, so I've known him from then. John was my goalkeeper from 1996 up to 2008, and then he's been my assistant coach. You know, since he's taken over, he's done a great job. But I think the biggest difference now is the players are full-time. You can see the improvement in them. You know, I always said after London 2012, the group of players we had, you know, should be dominating European football for the next 10 years to come. And, you know, I think we've finished second enough time now. I think John and the squad, you know, got a great chance of winning the championships.